member supported Hawaii Public Radio, and all things considered HPR One, Dave Lawrence. And we're enjoying the sounds of Tower of Power right now in the islands. Tonight, wrapping up with the Blue Note. Then it's going to be tomorrow over at the Mac for the Valley Isle, getting their taste of the funk and the soul. But it's been since, I believe it was 2010, the first time that I had Emilio Castillo, horn player, founding member, root that has kept this band where it is for all these years. He was a guest. We were over at the Blaisdell Concert Hall. I've talked to him bunches of times and never here in the studio. So I just have to thank you so much.
Happy to do it, Dave, anytime.
And one of the bits that people may enjoy that we've done with Emilio over the years, classic concert poster flashback storytelling session sort of deal, where I'll find some sort of date, and rather than actually reading off a bunch of stuff, I printed a bunch. So we have copies of them, but they're all kinds of history. So let's start with this one. What comes to mind when I show you Fillmore the movie has a picture of Bill, and it says, a movie show, Bill Graham's legendary rock concert hall starring Santana, the Grateful Dead, Hot Tuna, Quicksilver, It's a Beautiful Day, Boz Scaggs, Tower of Power.
I remember very clearly.
Was it 72?
Yeah, something like that, 72 probably. Well, we had been fighting with Bill for a year. Because we embarrassed ourselves, we did something stupid, and so we're out of a manager, and in our youth and in our stupidity, we got the biggest drug dealer in San Francisco to start managing us, and he promptly took us down to a meeting with Bill Graham, and a fight ensued with Rick Stevens, our singer, and Louis Gordon, our manager. Bill was like, let's go in the gutter now, you know. And Kiva Christo, who was the lawyer for Bill, had his arms around Bill going, no, Bill, no. And Bill's going, now in the gutter, you know. And he wanted to fight Rick Stevens in the gutter, yelling at Lou Gordon. And Louis Gordon had gone down to the city hall and was throwing these pamphlets at him, thinking this is going to make, you know. And he's like, yeah, you can't do nothing. I had Sly Stone. I had Buddy Miles. You ain't nothing. And man, Bill is livid. Livid. And then we all walk out of there like a bunch of idiots. And right around the corner from the Fillmore West, because we were in the Fillmore offices, and I turn around, I go, we made a huge mistake today. And so that started a year-long fight with Bill, who loved us. He loved our band, and he loved us. But we had embarrassed ourselves. And so we used to go, if we were in town, we would go like on a Monday to his offices, where he had this office. There was like wood up about 4 feet, and then it was glass all around his office. And outside his office was like 13 girls at little desks. And we would go there, me and Doc, to apologize to him because we couldn't record. He had our contract. We're as hot as a pistol. We're like the hottest act in the Bay Area, and we can't make a record, and we're due. And so we're going there to apologize and to get him to let us, either let us go or let us record. And we would go in and say, hi, Bill, you know. He'd say, you know, hi, boys, how you doing? You know, we go, well, yeah, we're doing okay, you know. You know, Bill, we made a mistake, and we know it, and we're really, really sorry, but we really need to make a record, and we're just hoping that, you know, out of the goodness of your heart, you'll realize that we're so sorry, you know. And then he would start. He would go, well, boys, you know, I had a similar situation with Carlos Santana, and he said, but with Carlos, I didn't have a contract like I do with you. And he goes, and he screwed me. He screwed me, and it's not going to happen here. And we'd be cowering, and all the girls at the desks outside his office would be looking inside, right? And he'd start yelling. He'd stand up. Then he'd be standing up over us and pointing his finger. And you're not going to screw me. It's not going to happen. But just read us the riot act. And then we go, okay, Bill, we'll be back next week. And we did that for like 6 months.
Whoa.
Doing whatever we could to solve the problem.
Yeah, you know? Soften him.
And he loved us, you know. He said, okay, boys, see you next week. He'd be walking out, you know, like the walk of shame, going past the 13 girls, you know, looking at us like, oh, my God, you know. So then, even though we're fighting with him, he has the final week of Fillmore West.
Right.
And we are chosen to play the final night with Santana, Creedence Clearwater, and Tower of Power.
Whoa.
Right? He had shows all week for 7 days, and this is the final night. But as punishment, we weren't allowed in the movie. We're on the record. There was a big vinyl package with a booklet. Phenomenal
yeah,
record.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. Well, but they made the movie, right? And everybody got in the movie, but we weren't allowed in the movie. And that's why I'm surprised looking at this thing, because it mentions Tower of Power.
That is a poster for a screening of the movie.
Right.
Way back right. when it even says you got to get a magnifier.
And you can actually see our saxophone player in the back right there, because I could tell by
well,
his hat.
That's how you're included.
That's Skip Mesquite right there.
You're included as just like background in the promotional material. And for a cat who's told us so many Bill Graham stories, we almost have our own little audio Bill Graham yeah. odyssey from you. All right, I got another one that in your illustrious career with Tower of Power, I'm looking at this poster. This is a great one. Colony Concerts presents Music at the Downs featuring the Jackson 5 with special guest star Tower of Power, Tuesday, August 28th, 1973, in East Boston at Suffolk Downs.
Suffolk Downs. Wow.
It's cool, huh? You don't remember it at all. Any interactions with Michael? Any Jacksons?
We had a very brief interaction with Michael before that. Besides Creedence Clearwater, Carlos Santana was a big fan of ours. And we toured with him also.
Yeah.
We were playing the Forum. With
LA
Carlos Forum. Santana, Buddy Miles one night, and Jose Feliciano the other night. Carlos was the headliner. We were the opening act.
Wow.
And I'll never forget our very first big rock concert. And so they brought us in under the Forum, you know. We got out. We were waiting for them to show us where to go. And this van pulls up, and it's the Jackson 5. And Michael Jackson comes out, and I guess he asked one of the guys, you know, who are you guys? They said, Tower of Power. He goes, Tower of Power. He goes, you're still a young man, baby. He starts singing our song. We were just dying. We couldn't believe it, man. But I remember another thing about that gig. Once again, we still had the cocaine dealer manager. He used to manage Buddy Miles.
Oh.
And so the first night was Buddy Miles in the middle. We opened, then Buddy, then Carlos. And I remember the cocaine dealer manager said, stand against the wall here, watch and learn.
Oh, wow.
And Buddy Miles' band came out. He had a big horn section. He had a killer rhythm section. They were hitting this groove. I mean, it was just a mesmerizing groove. It was so good. And he just ran on the stage and went, boom, and broke the band down. He said, say yeah. And 18,000 people went, yeah. I mean, he owned them. From the second he went out. And then the other thing I remember was at the end of his set, he did this song and it had a horn lick that went that's hard to do over and over as a horn player.
Right.
As a horn section, even harder, right? And he kept on breaking it down. Softer, boom. And he goes, softer, boom.
Oh.
Yeah, bring it up. He did this over and over. The crowd was going crazy. And these horn players, they never missed a note. And all I could think was, and Carlos Santana has to follow this.
I don't know that we're going to top that. There's so many. I'll have more for you next time. I'll put them aside for when you come back. Some cats, it's not the matter of what they've done. It's whether they can talk about. It is Tower Power's Emilio Castillo, Tower Power, wrapping up a couple nights at the Blue Note, tomorrow at the Mac. It's always fun when you're on the show. It means a lot to me, my brother.
As long as you're there, I'm good.
Member supported, Hawaii Public Radio.
Aloha.
You're still a young man. wasting my time. Once again, ooh, just begging you, please, darling, think twice about me. Well, I'm not so bad. I could make you happy. To you and please, please, please you, baby. Is it where I'm coming from?